We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on Radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone from CBS-FM.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And welcome to another star-studded episode of the Brooklyn Zone Podcast, episode number 24. And we're here with Louie Louie.
That's right.
Yeah.
You rat bastards.
What did we do to you?
Nothing. I'm in a mood.
Wow.
Ooh. Louis, he's moving to Staten Island.
I've never heard Louis curse in my life.
Me either. And I know him 3 years.
I know him like 20-something years, and I've never heard him curse.
I'm stressed. This move is stressing me out.
All right, you're going to move when?
You tell me. If you find out, let me know.
Is everything packed?
No. I've been living out of a freaking garbage bag for 3 months.
Who's moving you, Moishe's or Verrazano? Because whenever I see people moving from Brooklyn to Staten Island, it's either Verrazano Movers or Moishe's moving.
I'm going to New Utrecht Avenue, getting a U-Haul, stopping off at the 7-Eleven, hiring a couple of my friends on the corner, taking it from there.
You're better off getting the Italian guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you why.
The furniture is the rough thing.
That's what I was going to say. They get really cocky and arrogant, so like they see your whole dresser and they go, oh, don't worry,
to bring the moving guys donuts.
Oh, come
my
on.
Donuts. You're going to get them full right away. They're going
to
be tired.
No, give them donuts. They'll work better.
Maybe iced coffee instead.
Well, that too. But give them donuts. Awake. Don't forget the donuts. But that.
Yeah.
But wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to be over.
Do you know when I moved, you know, I had a moving company move everything, right? But because I was in my house for like 30 some odd years, you know, so I had tons and tons of stuff. I had to rent one of those big U-Haul trucks just for my records, cassettes, and CDs.
Wow.
Just for that.
Now you can put them on an iPod.
And they're in a room. I have them in a room, you know, heated and insulated, all standing up, all categorized and everything.
Oh, my God.
And once I put them in my room 25 years ago, I'm on Staten Island 25 years, I haven't opened the door.
Wow.
So you're going to bring stuff with you that you're going to throw away. I'm going to tell you right now.
You make a lot of money off of that collection you got.
Joe, come on. What are you doing? Sell that stuff.
No, it goes to my grandson.
He's going to sell it the second he
gets
it.
I'd rather make money. Let him make the money. I don't want the money.
You're going to buy a new iPad with it.
I don't want to be spoiled with cash.
That's your problem.
I don't want to be spoiled.
Speaking of being spoiled, I want to tell you what happened to me today. I have a new... a goddaughter. Her name is Serena. And my girlfriend and
What's her last name? Maraschino?
Marinelli.
Oh, Marinelli.
Yeah.
Maraschino. She's a cherry.
Serena Cherry. Sounds like a stripper at Scores. On center stage, Serena Cherry. Okay.
No. Serena,
not that I've ever been there, but.
Yeah. You didn't know what the announcer sounded like there. So, Serena Marinelli, she's my goddaughter. And, my girlfriend and I wanted to get her something really nice, you know, just for being born. And so
get a Governor's Island?
No, we wanted a... My girlfriend suggested we get her Hermes boots. They're little. They're this
Not a clue.
They're about an inch and a half tall.
Not a clue. I don't know.
They're $150.
Yeah.
So I went to Hermes today after the morning show. I walked, it's like 10 blocks up from where we are in Hudson Square.
No Uber?
No Uber. No, I figured I could use the walk.
Okay.
So I walk in. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. My hair is a little messed because I've been up since 2:30 in the morning.
So you're their prime customer.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no one else in there. No one else. I'm the only person, 7 workers.
So you robbed them?
No, I wish. I walk in. I'm very polite. I tell them what I need. The guy comes up to me. Goes, someone will be right with you. Just wait right over there. 7 people in there working.
Nobody came?
Not one person came up.
So you walked out?
No. I went right up to them.
No. You don't do that. You walk out.
Why? I wanted to set
them
straight.
Because you
got
to give it to them up the cunyuns. You walk out. And you know what I do is even better? I give them my business card. Like, you got screwed, buddy, and walk out.
But see, Right. I needed to say something first before I walked out. Did I not?
Mm. But you bought it. They won.
No. And let me tell you what happened.
Go ahead.
So I walk up to the guy again after, like, I'm literally in there about 10 minutes just sitting there. No one's helping me. And I'm getting more. I'm getting mad and I'm getting embarrassed.
Was it latte time?
No.
No?
It wasn't latte time. So I'm getting a little hurt, too, over the fact that they think I'm not worth it enough to help.
That's how you address. You didn't have your Beats headphones on.
I know. Well, I had the AirPods on, the Apple ones. But I took them off when I went
in. I'm a wired guy. Go ahead.
So I went up to the guy and I said, excuse me, are you not helping me on purpose? And he goes, what?
Oh.
And I said, would you have helped someone else if they came in with a Rolex on and a nice suit or something? That's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm the only schmuck that came in jeans. You're not going to help me?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, sir. His whole pitch changed in his voice. Oh, sir, I'll help you right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, what do you need? What do you need? And I showed it to him. Now my blood is boiling. The phone's shaking in my hand. He goes, yeah, I have this right there. I said, you have it? He goes, yeah. I said, good. Find it and shove it up your ass.
Nice.
Oh, yay.
Oh,
and I left.
They'll be suing you after this broadcast. That was very good.
So Hermes, anybody that's listening from Hermes, you can go take a... You know what?
So what you wind up buying? Where'd you go?
Nothing.
To Walmart?
I walked out. I walked out. I'll order it offline if we wind up getting it or anything. This is half the reason why the retail industry is being killed. It's because the people there are snotty.
Right.
This snotty, arrogant...
That happened to me at a jewelry store. And I walked in there and it was like lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to buy a piece of jewelry for my wife.
And you got gold chains all over you.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying they should know that you mean business.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to dabble in the gold.
Right, exactly.
You know.
I'm agreeing with you.
Did I even show you my rope chain Joey bracelet?
No,
I got to bring that in. You'll love that.
Oh, yeah.
That's very 1980 Caddy Coupe de Ville.
Oh, rope chains. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
So I walk in, and they're all sitting behind the counter eating. And I'm walking down looking at that piece, and nobody's coming up to me. 10, I pulled the same thing. Got out, walked, and as soon as I got to the door, oh, can we help you? You could have, but you can't help me now.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Big mistake. Huge.
Done. Never went back to the store. Matter of fact, they closed.
Maybe it's because of you.
No, they closed. Because if that's how they're treating me, you know they're treating other people the same way.
Of course.
You put a call in or something?
Huh?
You put a call in?
No. You have to treat people the right way. Certain stores got it down to a science. Like you walk into an Apple store, man, customer service, bam.
They're impeccable.
Yeah,
Apple
right.
Apple store people.
Right.
I don't get it. You went to go buy a $150 pair of booties, basically, and
that the kid's going to wear for 3 weeks.
That the kid can't walk.
Yeah,
and they couldn't help you with that.
No, well,
you're stealing your money.
They didn't even ask me yet what I wanted. They just looked at my appearance and said, "Forget it. He's not worth the time. Let's just sit him over there till he gets tired and leaves."
Where is the store anyway?
It's up on Greenwich, all the way up, right before the High Line.
Oh, they're all. Over there, right?
It goes that too. Yeah. Beep that one.
Yeah.
The censor button's really going today.
Yeah.
I like this. We're all angry. I love it.
Uh huh.
We all got a little bit of a.
You know what I'm really ticked over? What Anthony's got on his feet today.
What's
that? Put your feet up
Jordan's
on the board.
I have
Put
great
your feet up on
I have
the board.
Great Nikes on.
But how come you're not wearing socks?
I am wearing socks.
They're
no show socks. They're underneath.
Yeah, but you got to.
What are you, like my father wearing the SpongeBob SquarePants socks?
No, I wear my black socks.
Let me see.
You know, they're pretty high.
Yeah, they go up to his kneecaps.
Hey.
Show the video. We're going to put a video up,
no,
too.
No.
Show me.
I got my black socks.
Look at it. Look at
they
how
go
far.
Go up to your thigh.
I saw a guy.
You expecting a flood?
Walking down the street, and this guy was young guy in his 30s, nice suit. You know, you can see, suit had to be at least $400 or $500. Nice suit. Nice tie, nice shirt, really nice pair of brown shoes. No socks.
That's in.
It's not in. It's what somebody say is in. It's not in. It always goes back. It's like you walking in a restaurant wearing your stupid ass hat. It's not in.
It is in. I'm telling you, there's two different ways to wear a suit now. Either no-show ankle socks or the high funny socks that
it's
have different patterns.
It's all about OS, my friend.
What's OS?
Old school, all right?
Old school.
That's
it looks
right.
Like you're expecting a flood.
No, I'm not expecting a flood. I'm not expecting a flood.
My dad will wear...
I want good circulation in my legs, all right?
Because circulation, they're up to your waist.
They're not up to my waist.
Yes, they are.
Look at this guy. Look at this typical guy walking in the hallway. Look at him. Look. Look, uh-huh. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
What kind of ankle? What walking kind of socks
around,
you think
walking
he has
around the studio, dressing nice. You're at a major New York City radio station.
Uh-huh.
You're not working in a bowling alley selling bowling shoes.
But who is walking around checking what kind of socks we're wearing?
I am.
You're going to get arrested for something like that, though,
trust
Joe.
Trust me, I don't get arrested.
My dad will sometimes, he'll wear basketball shorts out in the summer. Like if he's just going to the store or something,
mm-hmm.
he'll wear his, you know, dad sneakers, the New Balance ones. Every dad wears the same exact ones. And then he'll wear white tube socks.
I wear New Balance.
Yeah, that's the dad sneakers.
Me
yeah.
too.
I'm wearing
about?
Nikes today.
Well, you guys are dads. Those are the dad sneakers. Yeah, Joe has on regular. Lou, let me see your shoes over there. No, Lou's got on nice ones too. No, they're the New Balance ones.
Does your father wear the ones with the strap?
No,
the Velcro strap.
No, he had those for a little while.
The quick on and off,
like my kids.
So he'll wear those with white tube socks that go all the way up to his ankles.
With the colored bands at the top of the sock?
No, thank God we don't have those.
I wear the long white socks, but I roll them down.
Oh, Joe, that's even worse.
No, and
worse.
Then it like imprints
I
on
don't
your
like,
skin.
What are you, a slutty schoolgirl?
No, you know what it is? Yeah. You know what it is? I have a big foot.
Okay.
I have a big foot.
Just one?
No, I'm a 14 triple E.
Wow.
Hold on.
Okay, I have a big foot.
How do you find socks?
That's exactly what I mean.
He makes them out of tablecloths.
So when I buy like the short socks, somewhat like for the summer, like the short ones, like the ones you're wearing,
mm-hmm.
they're too short.
That's the point of them.
No, they'll go as I walk. They'll travel down my foot.
No, you got to then try them on or something. I don't know what to
tell
you.
They don't make them in my size. They're too big. My feet are too big.
First of all, for
it's
that
like
size,
Jurassic Park.
Maybe you should try plastic bags then instead. That might fit.
You want to hear something funny? When my kids were born, you know, you have to go in the OR and you have to scrub up, put the scrubs on.
Yeah.
They didn't have scrubs. You know, they have the scrubs for the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have scrubs big enough for my feet.
Oh my God!
So I had to wear two hat things. You know, the hats you put on. On my feet, so my feet look round. I look like Kermit the Frog walking around the OR, and then I'm sliding all over the thing.
Oh, no, look at that. It's a boy.
I've got something really important to tell
you. Wait. We got to put it out to our listeners.
What?
Anybody listening right now, the first time at this podcast,
yeah.
If you know any place, any connection that can get Joe Causey giant socks,
not giant.
You need to help him out.
I don't want
he
giant.
He needs size 14, double BD, whatever it is.
Maybe. I want comfort.
Help. Help a brother out over here.
I don't want my feet to sweat. I want comfort.
Yeah, maybe we can find some loot from Andre the Giant's closet.
Somebody's got to have a connection with big socks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got to help you out.
There
no
was a great store on Coney Island Avenue in Kings Highway. There was a great store there that sold all that stuff.
Well, Lester's.
No.
Not Lester's. It was no, the that's Lester's. Where my parents were for me, the big boy place.
the Husky show. You were a Husky.
I was a Husky boy.
Everybody's
you were
a Husky.
Husky?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
I was
oh,
Husky
yeah.
too. I went to Lester's all the time.
I used to go to Robert Hall.
I went on 18th Avenue, 18th and 65th. What was that place? Kids Place or something like that?
Yeah.
They were the only place left in Brooklyn that had Catholic school uniforms.
You were Husky too?
I think every Italian kid is a Husky at one point in their lives. In pants, yeah.
Did you wear the sweaters in Severian, too?
No, Joe.
No?
We had to go back to Severian again.
No, I want to know. What was your outfit? You had gray pants, blue pants?
You could wear gray or black or beige pants with different golf shirts that were blue, black, red.
Pink?
No. What a jackass.
You just can't get away from
that.
Knee-high socks? Go ahead,
oh, my God.
He falls into it, man. He's so easy. Hey, speaking of your alma mater.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to.
Like, after you just bashed it for 10
no,
minutes.
No. I didn't want to send this to you, so I wanted. This guy sent this to me, this email.
Oh, cool.
And I sent it to Lou, and me and Lou kept this on
What's
this
his side. Name?
Well, I doubt you know him because he's a lot older than you. But this is what I like about this podcast because we bring memories to people. We talk about the neighborhood. We talk about instances in our lives, what we eat, how we dress, what we do, who we beat up,
right.
You know, things like that. And this is a really cool email, and I got to make mention of this guy. His name, can I say his name? Is that legal?
Yeah, oh yeah.
His name is Tony Lacido, and he lives in the UK.
Wow.
He's over the pond.
Wow.
He left Brooklyn. He's a kid from Brooklyn, he said. And he says, what you and Anthony do on your podcast brings a tear to my eye and a smile to my face each and every time in each and every new podcast. He's 60 years old, okay? And he currently lives in England for the last 5 years. He lives in a little town between Liverpool and Manchester.
Wow.
Where the Beatles were from.
Yeah, yeah.
Think he's on the lam?
Nah, he wouldn't be given his name like that. This is
authentic. Well, it could be a fake name.
Nah, I believe this. This is really good. Go ahead.
No?
Tell Anthony.
Okay, well, he lives between Liverpool and Manchester. And how he says here, how I got here is a story in itself. Which is a little fugazi.
Witness protection,
know what I mean.
Maybe.
I think so. He goes, being so far from home, I get a bit homesick now and then, but we both help melt away the miles, and home doesn't seem so far away, he says. He grew up on 15th Avenue between Cropsey and Independence in the 60s. My parish was St. Francis Cabrini.
That's where I went to grammar school.
He graduated there back then. He graduated from Xaverian in 76.
Look at this.
Yeah. And a path followed by your intern, Anthony, he says. He worked at Fisherman's Corner on 4th Avenue. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they filmed Saturday Night Fever. Okay. Am I giving too much info about him?
No.
He sent it to you.
He graduated from NYU and received a master's at NYU. Worked on Wall Street. Then he moved to Staten Island, like us.
Like me.
Then he moved to Jersey, and now he's in London.
So I guess I'm moving to London soon. If I'm going to follow his path too.
Yeah, you could eat what's the dish there they eat? Spotted.
I don't know, fish and chips or something.
Fish and chips.
You can wow.
Hang out on the corner, smoke a fag. You know. What's the matter?
Oh, he's dying.
That's what it is.
He's dying to go.
You never heard that before? Look at me like I'm.
He's right. I will agree with you on that. It's a term for a cigarette.
You're right,
in the UK.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm not being malicious or anything. Yeah. He says he loves it when we go back to places and we talk about like Ellenby Spumoni Gardens and High Tulip. Remember High Tulip? You remember High Tulip?
No, that was before my time.
That was around your corner, too.
Yeah, no.
Great pastrami and corned beef. Love that Jewish deli. My God. When Century 21 called itself a discount store in 86.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember that, huh? Yeah. But I wanted you to know that Brooklyn never left this kid in London, and hearing you and Anthony brings good old days back to my life each and every day. And he really loves it. He goes, he says, I'm a proverbial fish out of water here in London. Mm-hmm. He goes, every time I walk around and I see somebody with a New York hat, he asks, are you from Brooklyn? And 9 out of 10, they're not, because everybody wants to be from Brooklyn, but they're not. But he loves us. He goes, best regards to you and Anthony from your friend over the pond, Anthony Lucido.
Anthony, that is unbelievable. That kind of gave me chills a little bit.
Thank you.
That was great.
That's awesome.
So he made it out of Xaverian, too. Another one of you guys.
Sounds like a nice, intelligent Xaverian guy, too, just like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anthony, that's awesome. I really appreciate you.
And if you're listening, he's probably going to be listening to this one too. Mm-hmm. Send me a picture of you in your school uniform. I want to see what it was back then.
It's probably the same. It's been the same for years and years.
Pink shirts.
No pink shirt, Joe. There was no pink shirt.
I'm not buying it.
Anthony.
I'm not buying it.
I'm glad that we make you feel like you're sitting on the stoop with us in Brooklyn. But
did you have a stoop by your house?
Of course.
Yeah?
In Brooklyn, yeah.
I had a stoop.
In Staten Island, we do too. But my grandmother and grandfather went to sit on it the other day. And I came home and I said, Grandma, what are you doing out here? And she goes, I'm sitting on the stoop. I was waiting for somebody to stop by so I could say hello. I said, yeah, how did it go? She goes, I've been out here for 4 hours. No one came by.
I gotta drive by your house if your grandmother's out there.
Yeah, they sit on the stoop. They're trying to, and even the neighbors on the block, they're
how
miserable
are your neighbors?
Bastards.
How are your neighbors?
They're nice, but they walk by. Everybody stays to themselves. It's not like Brooklyn where, like, you know, they knew what kind of underwear you were wearing that day because they saw you ironing it in the living room.
Do you have a stoop on your new house?
I didn't know. Oh, my new house? Yeah.
Oh, but you do?
I never did. I lived in an apartment.
See, you know what it is on the island? Everybody stays in the backyard.
Yeah.
But I go in the front because I smoke a cigar. I'll have a Manhattan special.
I like that.
You know, I'll have so I'll sit in the front because they don't want me sitting in the backyard because of the smoke. My wife starts closing. When the smoke's coming in the house, stop.
I got a jacuzzi in my backyard.
You got a jacuzzi?
Eight-person jacuzzi. That's what you call it? A jacuzzi?
Well, no. There's a jacuzzi. There's a spa company that just approached me. They want to do a promotion, win a jacuzzi with Joe Causey.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great. That's a good promotion.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good thing?
That's really
so
cool.
So you need to do a promotional video in my jacuzzi with a cigar to, you know, to show people, you could be a Joe Causey.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you have your spa, it's in and everything?
I got, yeah. It's already.
If you need anything for the spa, let me know. I got I got a guy in the
He's got a guy.
We might have to do a podcast.
I got my friend Kenny. No, my friend Kenny will take care
of you. We could do a podcast from inside the jacuzzi.
Let's do that.
With cigars.
The three of us. Let's sit really close to each other.
But you don't smoke cigars, right?
I do. I like cigars, yeah.
I got to go later, matter of fact. When we're done here, what time is it? When I'm done here, I got to run down to Mulberry Street now.
Well, then Joe's going to run the Mulberry Street. I want to give one more shout out to Anthony, who's living in the UK. Thank you so much for that. I'm intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And I'm Joe Causey, Brooklyn Zone, on the way to the Mulberry Street Cigar Store. We'll load up right now. Louie, you want to say hello to anybody?
No, let's just get out of here.
The next time we hear from Louie, he'll be a Staten Island resident.
And we're going to have to change the name of the podcast to like Brooklyn Zone Staten Island or something like that.
We'll see you next time. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.